Kilayim, Perek Beis, Mishnah Yud Aleph. Tfua noita al gabi tfua. One is allowed to plant grain, kehalacha, whatever the space required for other grain is, even if it's nota al gabi tfua, even though the grain themselves are going to, as they grow up over the ground, they're going to get entangled with each other. So the obvious question is, the Tiferes Yisrael says, how is this possible if you always have to make a space of a beis rova, which is like at least 10 amos wide, or a space of 10 amos between them, how is it possible they're going to be entangled? So we know that you can have a Rosh Tor, which is you can have a triangle, so there's going to be a little area where they do touch, or like we said, at the end of the field, they can sort of touch. It's only in one place that you need this shear of a beis rova. So in any of these smaller little areas, even if it's going to get entangled, it's not a problem. The yarek al gabi yarek, and same thing with vegetables, or tfua al gabi yarek, or you plant kalocha tfua next to yarek, next to vegetables, grain next to vegetables, and they become entangled. Yarek agabi tfua, or vegetables next to grain. Hakol mutter, everything's mutter, chutz midlas yavanus. Except for a Greek gourd, that the Rav says the leaves of this were very long, and they would spread out, and they would really stick and become connected to the vegetable or grain that's next to them, and it would look more like kilayim than anything else. Rabbi Meir Omer, af hakishus ufol hamitzri. Rabbi Meir says that even we had this earlier, whether chatter melon, however you call it, some kind of melon, ufol hamitzri, it's an Egyptian bean. So Rabbi Meir, like the Tiferes Yisrael says, he learned from his Rebbeim that these two are also usher because of kilayim. When we say usher because of kilayim, meaning if they're just entangled, even though you planted them kehilchosa, but they became entangled in a certain area, you're not allowed to do that, even in that area. But however, Rabbi Meir says, v'roa ani es divrei mitvarai. In other words, the Tiferes Yisrael says that even though I learned from my Rebbeim, these two species are also have a separate issur to plant them in a way that they're going to entangle and look like kilayim. Still, in principle, he would agree because the las yavanus is really the only one that entangles the most. And because of Marisayan, he also, it sounds like he agreed to the chachamim that would only be the las yavanus.